continue with our program and our project, AHUDEFO. Austria will also have it in Uganda. Actually, I want to find out from both of you, you know, how is the reception of this project within the community? The project is centered on children, you know, per se, orphans, those with HIV, those who are affected, and those who are also in it. But how does the ordinary community, the average people in the community, how do they perceive this project? How does it impact on them? I would want to hear from both three of you from your own perspective, you know, starting with Dr. Father Emmanuel.
I think there is a positive impact on the community. I will begin with the kindergarten, the school, because it is not only for the orphans, but it is also for parents who are poor. They have a chance to take their children to school. They are part of the parents' association who come to make decisions and give suggestions to what their school is supposed to be. They also make smaller contributions towards some of it physical, like fencing the land. When AHUDEFO collected rainwater from the roof, the parents felt that they should come and fence off the place so that not animals or what come and affect it. So they feel that they are part of it. AHUDEFO also has a program to send a nurse to the community once a month to teach them about sanitation and health, and also follow up with those who are sick. So it helps them. The water project, the two tanks that have been built by AHUDEFO at the school, the water benefits the community around. So it is well received, well accepted, and has some impact on the community.
Yeah, Martin.
Yeah, thank you very much once again. The big impact that I have witnessed in these past 3 years, I will talk about the spirituality of the children, not only for those who are in AHUDEFO program or project, but also the children around them, because they look at them as an example, and they really know that life is life and it is meaningful, though it is affected by another thing, but there is something to offer and they still have life. So they are example to each other, and this helps them always to stand again and believe in themselves and hope for the future. Okay.
John?
Thank you very much, and I thank you, dear listener, for being there and listening to us. This question is very, very important because it forms the basis as to why we exist as AHUDEFO. Because AHUDEFO does not only look at these children in the age 0 to 6, but we also have thought about what they do when they grow up. So that's why Father Emmanuel was talking about integral human development, which means we look at all spheres of life, social, economic, spiritual, and academic. So for me, AHUDEFO has a very big impact on the community, because usually in Uganda, if someone has not gotten an opportunity to go to school, there is a tendency that they start, you know, using drugs, or going to the streets to be thieves and robbers and smoking opium, marijuana. So what we do to these people who to the youth, especially the youth, who don't have an opportunity to go to school, we invite them to the community for orientation, and then we have a program throughout DEFO to impart some skills, not necessarily academic and mathematics, but a skill that somebody can use to survive. So for example, we have a carpentry workshop. Someone can learn how to do carpentry things. We have a bakery. Someone can learn how to make pancakes, or bread, etc. And through all agriculture, we have a number of agriculture projects. And we have seen positive impacts where somebody lives Ahudefo and they are able to earn a living to survive in this in the world, in Uganda, which is not very easy. But we have seen a transformation from a time when someone has nothing until when they get a skill and they do something, they put up a project which will support them and their families at home.
You mean Ahudefo is also involved in skill acquisition programs, is it?
Exactly.
The bakery, who builds the bakery to? Who does it belong to?
The bakery belongs to Ahudefo. Like I said, we don't want these children to when they leave school, to suffer. For example, if they don't get a job, they have a skill. You may not get a job in government or in other non-government organizations, but if you have a skill, an agricultural skill, Uganda is a very fertile land. So we don't want people to go to the streets. Instead, if you have a skill of agriculture or carpentry, then you can use this skill to survive.
Dr. Klaas, so viele Leute sind jetzt in das Projekt beteiligt, quasi da in Österreich. Aber es gibt auch Leute, die wollen auch in das Projekt irgendwie helfen. Wie können die zu euch kommen, Kontakt und wie?
Danke für diese Frage. Wir haben natürlich auch überlegt, wie können wir unser Projekt in Österreich öffentlich machen. Natürlich heutzutage braucht man eine Homepage. Wir haben eine Homepage, www.ahudefo.at. Und da steht eigentlich alles drinnen, auch wie man Kontakte herstellt. Natürlich sind wir auch öffentlich tätig. Ich habe es jetzt erst schon erzählt, wir gehen in Schulen. Wir machen aber auch Veranstaltungen und wir werden aber auch eingeladen durch gewisse Projekte oder auch, dass wir über soziale Vereine wie eine Weltkreis in Dimmelkamp zum Beispiel eingeladen werden, um uns dort zu präsentieren, um einen Vortrag zu halten. Was wir auch schon erlebt haben, sind Benefizkonzerte, die natürlich für uns sehr schön sind. Und der Kontakt, denke ich, wie ich das jetzt erlebe in den letzten 2 Jahren, der passiert einfach. Also es redet sich um und um, es spricht sich um und um. Und die Menschen gehen so offen auf mich zu und wollen sie einfach informieren. Und mich freut jedes Mal, wenn ich über dieses Projekt erzählen darf und wenn ich Rückmeldungen bekomme. Und am meisten freut es mich dann, wenn Leute anrufen und sagen, sie möchten eine Patenschaft übernehmen oder wollen was spenden.
Okay. Gut. This is exactly what we want. We want people to listen to these programs, to listen to the project, how it's been done here and also in Uganda. And good thing, we'll have people coming from Uganda to tell us more about the project, you know. So it's very good, positive thing. And I hope and believe that, you know, as time would have it, more people will be coming in and trying to assist wherever they can. And with God, all things are possible. So the Africans always say, you know, and we believed in that as well. And once you continue to help in giving hope to the hopeless, you know, you are doing the most beautiful job on earth, actually. And we will also say that you guys will have to stay together. Despite all the challenges, there are problems that always arises, but being together as a team, you know, will always help us to overcome some of these problems and move ahead. And I think we'll listen to another CD, you know, another music now, and after that we'll continue.
Misonzi gelo yanga Nina le bakala ta igala dilwa ni mai bako Misonzi gelo yanga Nina le bakala ta igala dilwa ni mai bako Misonzi gelo yanga Nina le bakala ta igala dilwa ni mai bako Baka huza tate bako Huza kalaka nini chite bwanjine Baka huza tate bako Huza kalaka nini chite bwanjine Namenyesa mwana wa benaine
Alasina Togale, Alasina Togale, Makalasina Togale. Sag Solva.
That group was Mukambo from Zimbabwe. The Mukambo was a group, they were here about 2 years ago. They played in Kino Ebensee.